ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। जिह्वा एकतः अच्युत विकर्षति मा अवितृप्ता चिष्णो अन्यता त्वग उदरम् श्रवणम् कुतश्चिद् घ्राणो अन्यता चपलदृक् क्व च कर्म शक्तिः बह्यवः बाह्यः सपत्न्या इव गेह पदिं लुणन्ति। जिह्वैगतोच्युत विगर्षति मा वितृप्ता शिष्णोऽन्यतत्तुदरं श्रवणं कुतश्चिद् ग्राण्योऽन्यतश्च बलदृक्व च कर्म शक्ति बाह्या सपत्न्यैव गेहपतिं लुणन्ति। जिह्वैगतोच्युत विगर्षति मा वितृप्ता शिष्णोऽन्यतत्तुदरं श्रवणं कुतश्चिद् ग्राण्योऽन्यतश्च बलदृक्व च कर्म शक्ति बह्या सपत्न्यैव गेहपतिं लुणन्ति। जिह्वैगतोच्युत विगर्षति मा वितृप्ता शिष्णोऽन्यतत्तुदरं श्रवणं कुतश्चिद् ग्राण्योऽन्यतश्च बलदृक्व च कर्म शक्ति बह्या सपत्न्यैव गेहपतिं लुणन्ति। जिह्वैगतोच्युत विगर्षति मा वितृप्ता शिष्णोऽन्यतस्त्वगुदरं श्रवणं कुतश्चिद् घ्राणोऽन्यतश्च बलदृक्व च कर्मशक्ति बह्या सपत्न्यैव गेहपतिं लुणन्ति। जिह्वैगतोच्युत विगर्षति मा वितृप्ता शिष्णोऽन्यतः சத்தகுதரம் சவணம் குதசித ஹானோநதலதிருக்வஜ கர்மசக்தி பௌஹ்யாசபத்யைவகேகபதிம் லுணந்தி. இகோயதோச்சுத விகர்ஷதி மாவி திருப்தா சிஷ்ணோன்யதத்து குதரம் சிரவணங்குதசித ஷானோன்யதச்சபலத்ருக்வச கர்மசக்தி பௌஹ்யாசபத்யைவகேகபதிம் லுணந்தி. மதஜி ஜிஹ்வா த டங் ஏகதா டு ஒன் சைட் அச்சுதா ஓ மை இன்ஃபாலிபிள் லார்ட் விகர்ஷதி அட்ராக்ட்ஸ் மா மீ அவிதிருப்தா நாட் பீங் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைட் சிஷ்ணா the genitals anyata to another side toga the skin for touching a soft thing udaram the belly for various types of food shravanam the ear for hearing some sweet music kudashet to some other side Granaha, the nose, for smelling. Anyataha, to still another side. Chabaladrika, the restless eyesight. Kocha, somewhere. Karma Shakti, the active senses. Bahyavaha, many. Sapatnya, co-wives. Iva, like, Gehapati, a householder, Lunandi, annihilate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, My dear Lord, O Infallible One, my position is like that of a person who has many wives. All trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with the soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side, the restless eyes are attracted to scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Kindly repeat the translation with me. My dear Lord, O Infallible One, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. in this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Purport by Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The human form of life is meant for God's realization. But this process which begins with Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is disturbed as long as our senses are materially attracted. Therefore, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the conditioned state, our senses are covered by material sense gratification. And as long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. In our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, we advise from the very beginning that we restrict the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. To stop this attraction of the tongue, one is authoritatively advised not to accept meat or similar uneatable things, nor to allow the tongue to hanger to drink or smoke. Even the drinking of tea and coffee is not permitted. Similarly, the genitals must be restricted from illicit sex. Without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed. As a householder with more than one wife would be disturbed by them for sense gratification. Thus, and a purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadharinam Paramanandamadham Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Ram Suradau Pangor, Mama Mandamadegati, Masarvasvapadam Bojo, Radha Madanamoghano, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopagumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We are actually in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prahlad Maharaj, he was bold enough to go in front of Narasimha Deva. Narasimha Deva was extremely angry. And Brahmaji, Shivaji, even Lakshmiji refused to go in front of Narasimha Deva by seeing his horrible form. He was extremely angry. So Brahmaji told actually to Prahlad, he's very small boy, the Lord has accepted this particular form and is so angry, even after killing your father, better you try to go and pacify him. So Prahlad went in front of Narasimha Deva. He prostrated in front of him and with his hand actually took him up and blessed him.
Prahlad Maharaj said, actually, I am born in actually an Asuric family. I don't know how to glorify you, I don't know how to praise you, my dear Lord. I have no qualification at all. So Bhagavan, when he put his hand on his head, he was fired up actually by praying. This prayer is very powerful prayer. Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlada Stuti, glorifying the Narasimha Deva. Narasimha Deva, he came back to his, he was not at all angry, he was very happy. By hearing the Stuti, the praise of Prahlad Maharaj, his devotee. So we are actually seeing one by one praised by Prahlad Maharaj. As I said, actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this prayers 108 times. It is so powerful, Prahlad Charitam. So, different slogans actually was praying. This prayer is not, he has not done for himself. It's a small boy, he's not even attracted to so many material things. We know that he is most detached from all the things. And he was remembering the lotus feet of Krishna, which he had 100% firm faith in it, and that mana, that faith actually is meditation. Vishnu Smaranam, he saved him from all calamities, all the attack from his father, who tried to even to kill him. Finally, when he wanted to kill him with his own sword, then Bhagavan has actually, as Prahlad Maharaj said, that he is available everywhere. He asked, even in this pillar, yes. So he cut the pillar and he came out. And today is actually the prayer is very applicable to us. Prahlad Maharaj is actually praying to the Lord. He is calling Achyuta, infallible one. And he is calling him like that because we are all fallible. We can also come to infallible stage by controlling actually different urges of the body, urges of the senses. So he is giving an example, my dear Lord, just like a person who had many wives. Many wives are snatching the husband to different directions. I remember one real thing I saw myself. One person had two wives. He was staying very near to my residence when I was studying in the college. So he made two houses for the two wives. But far away, about 30-40 kilometers away. So one day he used to come to one wife, and second day he used to go to other wife. And he was maintaining them. He was working very hard. When he goes to work, his one wife used to come to the other wife who was staying near to it. There was a big fight was going on. Why you took my husband yesterday in your house? Why you took my husband yesterday for study? There was a big fight, open fight was going on in front of the public. They used to fight. So finally, the person who could not, you know, could not do anything, he committed suicide. He could not satisfy these two. So like that, our senses, Prahlad Maharaj says, the urges of the senses is praying for us actually. This is what is exactly is happening. We are not able to control our senses. It says, my dear Lord, the tongue is always telling to give to palatable dishes. Even if it is not suitable, it is urges of the tongue, actually it goes to eat that. So, Prabhupada has quoted here, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he said, Adho Jihwadu, first senses we should control is our tongue, Mr. Tongue. It is unconquerable, it is very difficult. Unless until we engage that sense into the devotional service of the Lord, which will come later on. Otherwise, those who cannot conquer the tongue, it is said that actually the tongue is the first one, belly, genitals, it is all on the same line. So if Mr. Tongue we can control our belly and genitals. One cannot control the tongue, he cannot control. Everything will go uncontrolled. So he is praying, my dear Lord, I am not able to control. Sexual attraction cannot be controlled. The touch, I want to touch always the soft things with my hand. Belly is full. Still the belly, suppose we see some palatable dishes, we want to eat, take little. And hearing, many people, many of the population, you know, 99% of the people, they are not interested in hearing the Krishna Katha. So, we heard so many times, you know, it's not necessary. But it's recommended that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, repeatedly hearing, the glories of the Lord can only bring us to the platform of devotional service. Prabhupada in 3rd Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Kanto, 6th chapter, I was just reading, when he was explaining the Virat Rupa, creation started, the Mahatattva Virat Rupa formed, and he shown that everything is existing within him. And he had the full consciousness. Virat Rupa had the full, clear consciousness. When the creation took place, the living entities are formed, part and parcel of Krishna. Bhagavan actually, he has given the consciousness also, he divided. Everybody has given the consciousness. So symptom of the soul in a body is actually consciousness. And the consciousness is the platform of attachment. When consciousness is there, only you get attachment or detachment. So originally our consciousness is pure, 100% pure. When Krishna has given a handover to you, to us, it is clear, pure. But the place where we come is actually in the material world. Material world, three modes of material nature is waiting, engaging the soul, the body, into different activities. As long as in the three modes of material nature activities are done, the consciousness is contaminated because of the association. And with contaminated consciousness become conditioned. So Prabhupada is explaining very nicely that analyze this situation. Somebody is trying, even the power is given by the Lord, to purify the consciousness, to Krishna consciousness, original consciousness. Then one can be come to the platform of liberated stage, get the taste for hearing Sramanam and Kirtanam. Otherwise it is impossible, as long as it is contaminated. As Prabhupada has mentioned in this the purport also, our original senses are given by the Lord. When the creation, when we read the creation, one by one, Bhagavan has created elements, mind, intelligence, you know, senses, different senses, then he assembled together. That is, original senses are given by Krishna is pure. Fit for knowing Him. Fit for knowing our original dharma in this material world. Somehow or other, it is covered by the material desires. Contaminated, it got contaminated, senses are contaminated. When the senses are contaminated, what the Prahlad Bharaj is praying here, my dear Lord Achyuta, you are infallible. we can also become infallible. And with your mercy, this everything can be reverted back. My attraction of the senses to different activities, eating process, seeing process, everything is contaminated, and we 100% we are actually attracted to so many things, material things. Because there is no restriction for this thing. Little freedom is given, it is being misused. So I am in embarrassed situation, my dear Lord, and myself and others, he is telling in many prayers, myself and others, they are unable to understand you, my dear Lord, the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the necessity of engaging in Sravanam and Kirtanam and doing the devotional service to complete the Dharma. Prabhupada says actually, Dharma of the sugar is actually the sweetness. So like that, our Dharma, original Dharma is doing the devotional service. The Lord has created the living entities, engage them in His service. Or the senses are given, doing such activities to glorify His senses. Rishigena Rishigesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchati. That is our business. How can we give pleasure to the senses of the Lord? For example, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. If we glorify Him, Prabhupada said actually, you sing songs of Vaishnava songs, written by the Vaishnavas. Because with the pure bhakti, or sung by the pure Vaishnavas, that we repeat it, Krishna will enjoy that. Jagannath will go to sleep in the night when he see Gita Govinda. Ashtabhati. He will not sleep unless he want to hear at least one Ashtabhati. And any temple, even in Guru Ayur temple, 8 times bhog is offered to the Lord. All the 8 times when Pisharadi people are there, they stand outside, they will be singing this Ashtabhati. Because he like it. This is one way of pleasing Krishna. His senses are, he is enjoying that. Krishna Karnabhutam is written by Villamangala Swamiji, which is identified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Adikeshwar temple. Now, what is Krishna Karnabhutam? He used to write, Villamangala Swami, whenever he start writing, he doing puja, Krishna is sitting in front of him. He will come and sit in front of him. So he has got the kundala, you know. Krishna has got the kundala. He will write one sloga. He will ask Krishna, did you like it? He said, yes, okay. Then he wrote that. Suppose he says, no, I don't like it. Then he will not write it. He will not put the sloga. So Krishna Karnamrita is actually a compilation of the songs written by Villamangala Swami. Each sloga was approved by Krishna, by Karnamrita actually given pleasure for Krishna. So all our devotees, why we are hanging on actually, Prabhupada. We are telling what Prabhupada said about it. What Prabhupada sang about it. What is his instruction? Why? We know that he is actually, he could please Krishna by his activities. And he always says actually you hang on to the acharyas. Whatever the acharyas have said, you hang on to that, then you will be able to please Krishna. We are also following the same path by to please Krishna. So that is what Prabhupada has written here. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is, if somebody is not doing that, he is disturbed by his senses. If it is not used for Savana Kirtan, 100%, 101% is disturbed. Somebody says, actually, okay, I am disturbed. I cannot do any devotional service anymore. Because his senses are contaminated, he doesn't know how to come back to his original senses, the way he doesn't know. So, I was actually in parallel to this prayer actually. We know the problems. We want actually the solution. Everybody, every one of us actually is disturbed by the mind, disturbed by intelligence, disturbed by different senses, and forced to do some activities. And internally, he knows that actually is not good. But how to come out of it, that is actually we are looking for. So, in the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, I was just reading about the senses. One of the wonderful session is actually Devahuti is praying to Kapila Deva. This chapter 25 is very famous actually. Few slogans we will go through. It is very beneficial for us. The solution given by the Lord Himself. Devahuti, actually, the wife of Kardamamuni, she was disturbed by her senses. And Kardamamuni satisfied her, expanding into different forms, and he got 9 daughters. And finally she said, no, you cannot go. Who will look after me? Then Kardamamuni knew that the Supreme Lord is going to come. He stayed back and he got actually the Supreme Lord as his son, Kapila Deva. Even if the Lord has come to his house, he immediately left the home, telling that now I am going. I have to do my ashrama. He left. Still, she was disturbed. So one day she approached her son. She knew that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is searching in actually Deha Budhir Bhuacha Neruvinna Nidaram Bhuman Asat Indriya Tarshani Tarshanat Ena Sambhavyamanina Prabhannatham Dama Prabho. Devahuti said, I am very sick of the disturbance caused by my material senses. For because this sense disturbance, my Lord, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance. Prabhupada says, as long as you are disturbed with your senses, disturbed mentally, you cannot be a devotee. A devotee will never be disturbed by his senses, who is doing the pure devotional service. So Devahuti said, I am actually fallen because still my senses are attracted to so many things, my dear son. Then, again she is praying, your lordship is my means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance. Because you are my transcendental lie, which by your mercy only I have attained after many, many births. Just like Prahlad Maharaj is approaching Narasimha Deva, she is also approaching Kapila Deva, telling that actually you are the only one source to come out. You can help me. And I know that I got this human form after many, many births. I don't want to lose it. Because you are the Supreme Lord, you can definitely help me in this regard. So Devahuti is continued, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet because you are the only person of whom to take shelter. You are the axe which can cut the tree of material existence. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you. You are the greatest of all transcendentalists. And I inquire from you as to the relationship between man and woman and between spirit and matter. This is our query actually. Why this is getting attracted to it? Why there is so much of attraction towards matter? So she is telling that you are the only axe. You can cut off this relation. Just like Kunti Devi is also praying. Cut off my relation, my dear Lord. You can only do that. Otherwise it is impossible in this material world, cut off the relation, material relation. So he is approaching, showing that, Prabhupada says, when the devotees are coming under such circumstances, approach the Lord, bow down to him and cry in front of him. Let me not fall down again and again. Let me come out of it. But you can help me approach him. Saying that, no, I am fallen, no problem. So then, Bhagavan is telling actually, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Yoga Athyatmika Pumsam, Mato Nisresyami, Atyando Varadeyatra, Dukkasya Cha Sugasya Cha. The personality of Godhead answered, Yoga system which relates to the Lord and the individual soul, which is meant for the ultimate benefit of the living entity, and which causes detachment from all happiness and distress in the material world, is the highest yoga system. And he is telling actually, yes, I am going to give you the highest yoga system relating to the... He is telling about self-realization. Prabhupada is telling that unless you come to the self-realization, who you are, or who is Krishna, what is your relation with the Lord, why you are suffering this material world, all these answers are given. Unless somebody come to that platform, he cannot chant the holy name of the Lord. So further, Bhagavan is telling actually, O most pious mother, I shall now explain to you the ancient yoga system which I explained formerly to the great sages. It is serviceable and practical in every way. I am not going to give you, because she said, I am a lady, I cannot understand so many things. I am going to give you very simple one, simple things I am going to tell you, which is serviceable and practical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told us, actually in the age of Kali Yuga, came through Srila Prabhupada, which is practical, practicable and serviceable. Nothing difficult. Even a child can do it, a dog can do it, anybody can do it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we go out for pitching, you may be realizing it. Even a small child is getting attracted to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This simply they chant, keep on chanting. That is the power of this Mahamantra. So he is telling that I am going to give you the wonderful thing for you. So, Aham mama bhi manodai kama lobadi bhi malai. Vidam vedamana shuddham adukkam asukam samam. When one is completely cleansed of the impurities of the lust, greed produced from the false identification of the body as I and bodily possession as mine, one's mind becomes purified. In that pure stage, the transcends the stage of so-called material happiness and distress. Only you want to come out of the material happiness and the distance, he says, you have to completely purify the impurities. Because of the impurities in the mind only we get the lust and greed. This is mine. It belongs to me. Even after coming to the devotional platform, one is telling that this is mine. This is yours. I cannot give you this. I have something balanced at home, so I have to do it. So that is not sarvadharma and paritecha. That is why Bhagavan is telling that you have to give up everything. Then it becomes all, this is a way how to come out of it. So, Bhagavan is giving actually to Na yujyamanaya bhaktya bhagavatya gilatmani sadirshosti shiva pandha Yoginam Brahma Siddhaye. Perfection in self-realization cannot be attained by any kind of yogi unless he engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For that is the only auspicious path. Is confirmed by Kapila Deva here. Prabhupada is in every purport he is directing us actually. Not for the devotion, devotional service. Use our senses for gratification of the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some way or other, whether you like it or not, by force, we should start doing it actually. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, he is the only engages in devotional service. For that is the only auspicious path. There is no other way. Bhaktiyama mapichanati. With the bhakti and bhakti devotional service only we can please Krishna. Otherwise, we will not know about him at all. There is no other way. So that is, he is confirming here. Further, Bhagavan is telling to Devahuti, prasangam ajaram basham atmana kavayo viduhu saeva sadushu krito mokshadwaramapapritam. Every learned man knows very well that the attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But the same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. As I said, the consciousness is the platform of attachment. Pure consciousness will give the attachment toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and detachment from the material entanglement. But people in general, they do not know this fact, and getting it attracted to attachment of material happiness, material distress. I will solve this problem and then I will go to Hare Krishna. Let me 2-3 years more, I will work or I will do this and then. But Prabhupada said that if you understood Sarvadharma and Paridhyacha, if you realize it, understood it, surrender now. Don't give for tomorrow. Surrender to Krishna the moment you understood, surrender now. Many of our acharyas, they took that word very seriously and then they did not go home. So, that attachment, he says, greatest entanglement. The self-realized devotees, they know that, no, I don't want to look at there. I don't want to do this. I don't want to eat this. This is actually the karma. Even our Guru Maharaj, one day he was telling me, he was in the hospital. He told me that, actually, he is giving the clicker to their devotees, the hospital people, for chant the holy name of the Lord. Nurses and securities and everything. Then he told me that I am not giving the Japa beads to them, because don't give Japa beads to somebody without taking some price from him. If you give to a karmi Japa beads like that free, you are going to take his karma. See the theory of karma. I said somebody is coming sincerely and asking for, I don't have money, please give me one mala. Okay, take 1 rupee from him. If nobody is receiving 1 rupee. Or give 1 rupee to him and tell him to give you back. So he said that attachment, material attachment actually, material karma, we should not be taking actually somebody's karma unnecessarily. So that attachment, the same attachment will apply to the self-realized devotee, pure devotees. You attach with the self-realized devotees. Prabhupada says in the material world it is very difficult to see a devotee who understood that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So Mahatma, Bhagavan is telling him, he is Mahatma. Sudurlabha. If you happen to come to see, yes, he is the person who is surrendered to Krishna. And he is talking about only Krishna. He is understanding actually the welfare of the others. So then, you get attached with him. That is actually, he is telling to Devahuti, my dear mother, I will tell you. This is very secret. Get attached with the pure devotee of the Lord. And further he is explaining, who is this Mahatma? Who is this sadhu? Who is the devotee? How do you identify? Bhagavan himself is telling, without asking only he is telling. Tidichava karuniga suvrda sarva dehina ajaja satruva chanda sadhava sadhu purshana. The symptoms of a sadhu are, he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. This is told by Bhagavan only. We can make a list of it. Somebody we see, actually, he is Tidichava, he is Kairuniga, tick mark. ఈ సుహృదహ ఎస్ ఓకే దెన్ డోంట్ లీవ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ గో ఆఫ్టర్ హిమ్ యూ క్యాన్ షో మీ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ సేస్ మై డివోటీ ఈస్ నాట్ మై డైరెక్ట్లీ అప్రోచ్ మీ ఈ మై డివోటీస్ ఆర్ మై డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ లాడ్ మై హీ సెడ్ క్లియర్లీ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ సో సచే సాధు ఎంగేజెస్ ఇన్ స్టాంజ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లాడ్ వితౌట్ డివియేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ జాబ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ ద లాడ్ హీ రినౌన్సెస్ ఆల్ అదర్ కనెక్షన్స్ సచ్ ఏ ఫ్యామిలీ రిలేషన్షిప్ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్లీ అక్వైంటెన్స్ విద్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ సన్యాస్ మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ రినౌన్స్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ అటాచ్డ్ విత్ యాక్చువల్లీ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ భగవాన్ ఫర్ దిస్ దాట్ సేక్ హీ హస్ గివన్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ విచ్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ వెరీ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ఇట్ సో ఫర్దర్ భగవాన్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ వెరీ ఫేమస్ వర్డ్స్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ విత్ మీ సదా ప్రసంగాన్ మమ వీర్య సంవిదో పవంతి కర్ణ రసాయన కథా తజ్జోషణా సదౌ అపవర్గవత్మని శ్రద్ధారతిర్భక్తిరనుక్రమశ్యతి ఇన్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ డిస్కస్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ప్లీజింగ్ అండ్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ టు ద ఇయర్ అండ్ ద హార్ట్ by cultivating such knowledge one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation and thereafter he is freed and his attraction become fixed then real devotion and devotional service begin so we want to do devotion and devotional service one has to get association with the pure devotees sit among the devotees and hear krishna katha tava katha amritam tapta jeevanam శ్రవణ మంగళం ఇట్ ఈస్ సో నైస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దట్ ఈస్ ప్యూరిఫైయింగ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ వెన్ దిస్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ వీఆర్ అడ్వాన్సింగ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ దట్ యాక్టివిటీ ఓన్లీ విల్ డైరెక్ట్ అస్ దెన్ వీ బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ ఇమర్స్ ఇన్ టు ద కృష్ణ కథ దెన్ వీ బికమ్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ That is, we are not fixed, actually, we are, you know, like this. Whether to go for or not, whether to accept a guru, continue the chanting, how is that? We cannot see the chanting is giving any, producing any result. I am chanting for so many years, all these queries will come. But when we hear Krishna Katha, associated with the devotees, they will show you, actually, yes. Is it not the change happen in you by... Krishna Katha or chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, Mukunda Mala Sotra also, he is also giving us actually a nice prayer how to control actually the senses. Jihve kirtaya keshavam murarimam chedo bhajasa sridharam pani dvandam samarchaya chuta katha శ్రోత్రద్వయాత్వం చూను కృష్ణం లోగయలోచనద్వయహరే గచ్చన్ గచ్చాంగ్రీమాలయం జిఘ్రే ఘ్రాణ ముకుంద పాద తులసీ ముత్థన్ నమాతోక్షజం సో ది ఈస్ ప్రేయింగ్ యాక్చువల్లీ అండర్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ He is praying actually, O tongue, praise the glories of Lord Keshava. Kulashekhar Alvar is praying actually. O mind, worship the enemy of Mura. O hand, serve the Lord of Sri. O ears, hear the topics of Lord Achyuta. O eyes, gaze upon Sri Krishna. O feet, go to the temple of Lord Hari. O nose, smell the tulasi buds on Lord Mukunda's feet. O head, bow down to Lord Adokshaja. This is a prayer of Kulashekhar Alvar. Many slogans he is telling the same thing. Engage your senses actually for the right purpose. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned to us, Devotional service means engaging our senses for gratifying the senses of Mukunda, Krishna. That is told, each and every item, how to engage our senses. So if we get, follow that, we will go to the path of going back home, back to Godhead, and we get ruchi in chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Natyam, Nirtam, everything will come. Then we get ruchi and then Gananda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anybody has got any question or comments?
Hare Krishna. How just by controlling the tongue we can control belly and genitals?
You know, it is said that we are what we eat. You know, if we eat other than prasadam, for your tongue taste, Mr. Tongue says, I want to eat. Say, for example, non-veg somebody is eating. It goes to the stomach and gets digested. We know that any food you take, it transformed into blood. And the blood is actually within this body, the consciousness throughout the body. So, your nature, it depends upon what you eat. It is said. So, if you eat anything what you like, some people, you know, they like to eat chili and so much oil, so many horrible things. Why? You go out of the Bombay sometime, just go on the footpath. Other day I was coming from a village and I saw one somewhere, you know, a stall where so many people are rushing to eat something red color, green color, and so many things. I was wondering actually, they are not even conscious, it is open air, it is kept, so much of contamination, so many things there. Still they want to enjoy actually that particular dishes. They don't mind, they don't care actually what is going to happen to their body or nature anymore. So they can never come to temple or they cannot appreciate the beautiful form of the Lord, their nature. So if we take Krishna Prasadam, we solely change our nature. Prabhupada says a devotee means you can look at the face of the devotee who is chanting. It is bright, he is not doomed. He is always happy. In Krishna consciousness, somebody is doing Krishna practice, devotional practice, he is always happy. He is in the particular mood. Why? Because he is eating only Krishna Prasadam. But is transformed in his blood and consciousness, actually, the effect of the prasadam. Okay? So don't try to eat. We are not fasting from food other than made or other than the onion and garlic. Somebody says, it is without onion and garlic, we can eat it. We are fasting from non-prasadam. We cannot actually offer to the Lord, fit for not offering for the Lord. It is not fit for taking for ourselves. This is playing a big role in our nature, our bhakti, dedication and everything. Krishna will be very much pleased that you are giving up some sense gratification for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, on Ekadashi day fasting. Now we are getting wonderful day on 16th, actually is the Nirjala Pandava Ekadashi, getting a chance to fast in 24 hours. We may be imagining how is it possible, but you start doing it, it is possible. Krishna is giving us the energy, strength. But we have to engage in our devotional service, chanting and holy, hearing. I'm sure here also every year we have 24 hours kirtan here, correct Babu? 24 hours kirtan is here on Ekadashi day, that is Pandavan Chalevas. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaurapremanandi. Hare Krishna.